plays out a fantasy that demands each attack follows a ritualistic pattern that gives each serial killer their own unique signature. By Gorm Palmgren. Surinder Kohli appeared completely calm and showed no signs of remorse or any other strong emotions during the interrogation. He was the servant of a wealthy businessman in an industrial district outside New Delhi in India, and had been telling police investigators about his actions for the past year and a half. When he was home alone, he repeatedly lured small girls from as young as 4 into his master's house. Then he strangled the children and performed necrophilia on the bodies. He remembered little about the crime itself and gave no explanation for his motives, but felt no guilt. Twice he'd discovered that he'd made a mistake and strangled a young boy instead of a girl. In both cases, he didn't think he'd had sex with the dead body, but couldn't be sure. On the other hand, Kohli's memories were more vivid when he came to recall how he'd dragged the dead body into his personal bathroom. Although he never considered the consequences of his actions, he would feel anxious as he carefully dismembered the body before placing the head, intestines, limbs, and other body parts into plastic bags. The 31-year-old Indian man soberly recounted how, on at least 2 occasions, he'd cut chunks of meat from the victim's arm or breast to serve himself a cannibalistic meal. Other times, he recalled how he'd temporarily interrupt his ritual because guests were arriving at the house. Kohli would then assume his duties as a servant before returning to his bathroom to continue the dismemberment. Under cover of darkness, he'd throw the plastic bags containing the remains into a sewer drain in the garden, where they were finally found in December 2006. The police counted 19 skulls and 608 other body parts. They may have originated from over 30 children who'd disappeared without trace from the area in recent times. After a trial spanning many years, Kohli was finally sentenced to death in 2019 for a total of 10 murders. Emotional mask hides true self. During the investigation into his case, Kohli was examined by psychologists at the Department of Forensic Medicine and Toxicology in New Delhi. They performed an IQ test and found that Kohli was unusually gifted with a good memory. When interviewing him, they noticed how he would sit for hours without changing facial expression. He was then shown pictures and ink blots and asked to describe them. Kohli responded reluctantly, only able to offer descriptions with no content or emotional response. His responses were both veiled and guarded, and when asked to deal with emotional situations, tended to use denial, avoidance, and escape into fantasy. This constant dissembling can be viewed as if the subject is always wearing a mask to hide their true self. When asked to draw a man and woman, Kohli made a childish drawing of a young man and then a young girl aged around 8 to 10. The psychologists discovered that Kohli was sexually abused by an older man when he was 10 years old. They asked many questions, all unanswered, including, did he think he was going to be killed? Was there oral sex? And was he afraid of being eaten? Kohli did admit that as a teenager he began to masturbate to fantasies about killing young girls, performing necrophilia on the body, and cutting it to pieces. The conclusion drawn was that Surinder Kohli was a psychopath and sexually disturbed and held a deep hatred for women. He was a ticking bomb who, despite his ability to live a relatively normal life, was ready to kill another human being at any time. Serial killers, often psychopaths. Surinder Kohli is similar in many ways to other serial killers. Researchers who've studied the psychological profiles of serial killers conclude that while only around 1% of the general population are psychopaths, the diagnosis is true for over half of all serial killers. Psychopaths suffer from what's known as an antisocial personality disorder, which is primarily characterized by a pronounced lack of compassion, conscience, and guilt.